You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates. Surprise! It's a special extra episode with us together!
Hello!
So, this episode is actually going to be recorded before the video one that you guys have either already watched or already listened to. Oh my god, it's so weird. I get to talk at the same time. I love it. So pretty much, we're sitting here in my new apartment together. And we've been organizing all day, and we were just starting to get into this deep conversation, and I just looked at Liz, and I was like, why the fuck aren't we recording?
This is premium content.
This is premium content, and it's like, it's very candid what we're talking about. We just really wanted to, why not make an extra little together episode?
Why not? Also, Brooke and I have pretty much, like, created her whole apartment in the span of 2 days because we don't sleep.
Yeah.
And we don't have the attitude of, let's do it tomorrow.
No, fuck that.
So we've been up Brooke got like 4 hours of sleep last night. I got a little bit more because old lady, but.
Yeah. No, you worked your ass off, dude. Liz like single-handedly carried every massive thing pretty much like almost by herself.
I've been working out.
She's like tries and buys.
I've legitimately been working out.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty impressed with myself. So.
Yeah, she's been like kicking ass. So like she's over here on my little weak ass arms. I'm over here trying to lift like the measliest little chair, and she's like, let me get it.
I will do this,
woman.
Strong like bull.
Literally, strong like bull.
I don't know, that's something my grandpa says.
Strong like bull.
I don't know, that's
strong. Oh, what
that's
the
probably,
hell?
That's probably an old person, a boomer saying. I don't know.
Yeah, but yeah. She's just kicked ass. I've never in my life had a what?
Oh,
what?
Oh. I just got to smack Brooke in person.
Oh, my God.
Not smack her, but, like, tap her on the shoulder.
I wonder if that picked up. You tap at me.
I just remembered that I have other things to tell the listeners about, like, the crazy things I've been doing for the past 2 weeks. You know, like, my adventures.
Oh, yeah. Because
I wanted to, we purposefully put off an episode because I wanted to talk about it.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then we got busy.
Yes.
So we can put that in this too. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So this episode is going to be banter. We're going to be answering a couple questions. I'm going to save most of our stories for us, like, everything that's happened since you got here, all the funny shit that's had, the crazy coincidences and everything. I'm going to save that for you guys have already heard that at this point, so we're going to save that for that episode, and this is going to be pretty much just catching up, like, what's been going on for the 2 weeks that we were missing, I guess, also.
Sure.
And,
I just said it.
Sure, yeah.
Apparently, I have a catchphrase.
Yeah, her catchphrase. Literally, we were sitting here earlier, and I was just like, your thing is like for sure, for sure. Like no matter what, I'll be like Liz. Like I want to get smacked in the face for sure,
for sure,
for sure.
Yeah, sure.
Liz, I'm hungry for sure. Yeah, for sure. Like what the fuck? Does that need to go on a shirt?
For sure,
for sure. Which bitch for sure?
Yeah, I say now that you've said that, I've started paying attention, and I realize that I say that a lot more than I think I do.
You like it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely your thing. Mm-hmm. Do we want to start it with...
The last two questions.
The last two questions.
Yeah.
So, the other questions we already answered from Instagram on the previous episode, but there were two that we wanted to save for this one, so... Save, as if I'm like, save. We're recording this one before the other one. And I'm saying like, save, as if we've already recorded. Jesus
well,
Christ.
That's how it's going to be.
I know, but it's just so weird. I'm like talking as if like I've already done something. It's like weird. Oh, God. Okay. So this question comes from Taylor Lynn Johns on Instagram. And she said, have y'all thought about collabing on a tarot/oracle deck, Liz's art and Brooke's writing? That is the coolest freaking idea I've ever heard.
Yeah. And actually, I've brought it up to you before that I was interested in designing a tarot deck. But it honestly, the scariest part for me would be the book and the descriptions.
And that'd be my fun part.
Yeah, because I am not a writer by any means. And when we design all of our shit, like I have my design program up and I like whip something up in like 5 minutes and send it over to you. And then you post it on our shop and like write this description for the shit that would fucking take me like, it would take me like literally all day to come up with some of these descriptions. And you just like whip these things out of your ass.
Yeah. That would be, look, all I'm saying is, crazier fucking things have happened.
Yeah.
I am down for anything artistic.
I would fucking love to do that. Okay, so. Queso. we should get feedback on this. If you guys would be interested. Mm-hmm. I would want to make one anyway. But I would just be interested to know.
The demand. Is there a demand?
Right. Yeah, supply and demand. Would you guys be interested in us coming out with a Witchful Thinking tarot deck? Because that's something, I mean, that would be a lot of fun. It's a lot, that's a big project.
It's huge. That would be a year long project.
That would be a huge project, but like it can totally be done.
Yeah.
And I would love that.
That would be an investment on both of our parts in some aspect. But I would love to do that. And I mean, that could happen as like, that could be like, a gift to our listeners after, like, you know, 2 years of the podcast being a thing, or like, you know, we just reached like 6,500 followers on Spotify. Like, I don't know, dude, what happens when we reach like 15,000?
Yeah. We don't know our stats for any other platform, really. We just know our stats for Spotify.
Yeah,
other platforms are
ass. Yeah. Apple's platform is slowly getting up there, but I mean, it's still like
they're just not all interconnected.
No, and I also don't log into all of those, so it's just like we see percentages, but like we know that most of our listeners do come from. I just burped.
Oh gosh.
We do know that most of our listeners come from Spotify and Apple, and like for some reason iHeartRadio. Who the fuck uses iHeartRadio?
People listening right now.
Well, hey.
So.
Don't mind me. Please don't click off. I'm sorry. I'm an asshole. But that would be, I mean, seriously, if you guys would be interested in something like that, like, shoot us a message, comment on a picture.
An Instagram post.
Anything. Something. Yeah. Or maybe we might make an Instagram post specifically for this. I don't know. Sure. But Taylor Johns, that is.
We need to make an Instagram poll.
Yes. Duh. We should.
Yeah.
We totally should. Let's make it. We will make an Instagram poll after this episode is posted. Mm-hmm. We'll make an Instagram episode.
Yeah,
an Instagram poll for you guys to vote. So after you listen to this, or go pause this and go vote. But that's awesome. I just think that would be, the possibilities are just fucking endless. I love that.
Yeah.
The other one, this question is what's going to lead us into the majority of the discussion tonight. This is from Dragon Fay Rose on Instagram. What have you both learned from your craft?
Big question.
That's a huge question.
Yeah.
But I'm ready.
Okay, let's hear it. Let it go. Let it go.
You mean me go first?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, shit. I'm gonna fucking put me on the spot like that.
Don't put me on the spot like that.
I think that what I've learned from my craft is that it is so flexible, and it's more than just like books on a shelf, and it's more than knowing where the stars are or like the moon phases. It's an entire way of life. My entire mindset has changed since becoming more like active and in this community and like learning more about what it actually like truly means to not only be spiritual but literally identify as someone who fucks with the elements and like pays attention to nature and bases like their huge life decisions on the literal, well, no, I don't want to say the literal planets. I don't base my life decisions off the planets, but it weighs heavily. I mean, like, when something's going crazy, I am that person who's like, not only Mercury retrograde, but I am that person who's like, oh my God, like,
it's a full moon tonight. It is
a full moon tonight. It literally is.
It's the strawberry moon.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the moon when we went outside.
We'll have to go look at it later.
Yeah, we'll have to look at it. Fuck, what was I saying? Because I've created my own craft, my own like rituals, my own everything, I feel like it's opened doors for me to also feel like it's okay for me to create every other aspect of my life exactly how I want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like I learn every day, but my answer is really not very good.
I think that's really good.
You're the shitty.
I feel really similar. I think my craft has just made me feel like I'm not a passenger in the car of my own life.
Oh my God, that just gave me chills. Like, you're right.
I feel like I'm in the driver's seat again. And there was a time period where I felt like it just bad after bad after bad thing was happening, and it was almost like I was in the passenger seat of a car that kept getting in a car crash, but like I wasn't driving and I couldn't avoid the car crashes. And obviously, just because you're the driver of a car doesn't mean shit's gonna like not happen to you.
Yeah.
But I feel it's just given me a sense of I have control over more aspects of my life than before, and I'm not just like letting life pass me by.
Yeah.
You know, instead of like seeing, you know, you see an opportunity on the side of the road, instead of just letting the car pass it, like I have the ability to pull over and I have the ability to change roads and yeah. I have the ability to turn around if I don't like where I'm going. And it gives me a sense of control in a healthy way. Not that
yeah.
I know that I can't control everything. But then it also gives me a sense of, like, I think learning how to cope with grief. Because I think before I started practicing, I just didn't, like, the grief was piling up, it felt like. And I didn't know how to cope with it, and I would just shove it down. And then there would just be days that it would just fucking hit me in the face because I wasn't dealing with it. And I think that's because it's, for me, my practice is a combination of witchcraft and like not psychedelics but like psychic like just wanting to feel like I have a connection to a higher self and people I've lost,
mm-hmm.
and spirit guides, like feeling like I'm not alone.
Yeah.
And even if I am physically alone, even if I am actually by myself, I don't think that I'm doing this. I'm like literally just like nobody gives a shit about me or like nobody cares about me. Like they're, and that's another thing is like I used to just never ask for help ever. And for whatever reason, like just practicing has really made me, you know, like want to reach out and talk to, like I talk to you now every day, but
probably 10 times a day,
10 times a day. But before we started doing this, like I was doing this alone, like practice. I was a solitary practitioner, which I guess we both still are. Mm-hmm. But like, I wasn't talking to anybody about it. And it made me want to like reach out, and like we have this community now, mm-hmm. of people we talk to and ask questions and shit like that. So it's like given me a sense of community and belonging, and yeah, that's for me. It's and self-worth. Like we know, I don't know. Just over the past year, I feel like I feel so much more confident in myself, and like I know how I want to be treated. I know how I deserve to be treated, and I know that I deserve the things that I want out of life, and I know that I have the capability to get them.
Yeah.
And it's just really, honestly, it's changed me as a person, like in a huge way. In a huge fucking way. And a lot of things have changed in both of our lives over the past year, which is probably when we delved into it the most.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like the past 6 months or so, I've really just had to turn to, like, anything for answers. Just, like, why is this happening? Because, as we've said before, like, I don't like the phrase everything happens for a reason, but I do want some kind, I like to find my own like sense of logic or sense of direction. Like, where am I supposed to go from here? Mm-hmm. Why this is happening? What greater good is this happening for?
Yeah.
But when you, oh my God, you gave me chills when you said like it's given you a sense of control. That is 100% like what I wish I would have said. What I wish I would have thought to say is like it has literally given me a sense of control and made me realize that, like, especially all the talk we do about manifesting and understanding how important it is to take care of yourself and listen to your body. Mm-hmm. Just the more you talk about stuff like that to people who are actively listening, you guys, the more you start to look at your own life and realize, like, am I practicing, like, what I'm talking about? Like, how many times did we talk about not receiving the kind of energy, or people who are not receiving the kind of energy they want to be receiving from their partner, or not getting the satisfaction they want out of their friendships or their job or whatever. And meanwhile, we were both going through shit, not even fully realizing we were going through it. We were just so used to our lives as they were that we never thought maybe you two should take your own advice.
Yeah.
I mean, it has really, not only my craft, but like this podcast in general has seriously just given me this sense of like, I can fucking do anything.
Yeah.
I can, both of us.
Ooh.
What?
Okay.
What?
Are you okay.
Jumping up and down just so cute? Just,
ooh. So, I have done two things in the past 2 weeks.
Yes.
That I have always, three things in the past 3 weeks, correction, that I have always wanted to do, that I've wanted to do for a really long time, and just never did for a lot of reasons. Either I was scared to do it, I thought I couldn't do it, it was just like, yeah, I mean, I want to do that, and I guess I'll do it one day, and, like, some of it was just, like, being lazy and just never fucking doing it. And then some of it was couldn't actually do it because of COVID. So, you know, there's all these things. So 3 weeks ago, I went skydiving.
She's crazy.
She flies planes and she jumps out of them.
Literally, she flies planes and she jumps out of them. It's a double whammy, bitches. Watch out.
My grandpa told me, I came back and he goes, Elizabeth, because that's what he calls me, I'm going to have to get knee surgery. And I was like, Grandpa, what the hell? Like, what's going on? He goes, I was on my knees for 4 hours praying for you because you forgot to text me when you hit the ground.
Oh, my God.
And I thought you died.
Not Gary.
And that was such an exhilarating experience. It's literally just something I've always wanted to do. And for years and years, I wanted to do it, but I was scared. So just, nah, you know, like, I'll do that one day, but, like, I'm really scared to do that. And for whatever reason, I guess I've gone through scarier shit, right? Like, I've gone through scarier things. And for whatever reason, I'm just not, it didn't scare me as much. And I fucking jumped out of a goddamn plane, and it was so much fun. I would 100% do it again. It's probably a good thing that skydiving is expensive, because I would do it way too often. I can't go as often as I probably would like, because it's just, it costs a pretty penny to do that. And I don't need another expensive hobby. So, but it was just like, you know, I jumped out of the plane and we started hurtling towards the earth, and I've never felt anything like that before in my entire life. And, you know, the person who I was jumping tandem with, you know, stabilized us, and we were free falling for 60 seconds. It felt way longer than 60 seconds. I felt weightless and also super fucking heavy at the same time. I was like, oh my God, I'm floating, but also, like, we are hurtling towards the earth. And then, you know, he pulls the chute, and I got to take control of the chute, and we did these spins, and it was so much fun. I had an amazing time, and yeah, I wanted, maybe I'll convince you to skydive one day.
Oh my God, Elizabeth, no.
She's like, no, absolutely.
Okay, it's one thing for you to have you're like, I want to do this, like, good for you.
Good for you.
I have no desire to do anything like that.
Okay, all right, I get that.
Zero.
I get that. And so then last week, I hiked a 14er for the first time in my life. And for listeners who aren't in Colorado or have never heard of a 14er, it's a mountain peak that is higher than 14,000 feet. And they are a fucking bitch. it's something that, like, everybody in Colorado is like, hiked a 14er kind of thing. And it's a huge accomplishment. They are hard. They are so fucking hard. You have to be really in shape to do these. And some of them are really dangerous. Like, people die. Lots of people die hiking these 14ers. And there's levels. There's like 1, 2, 3, I think. Somebody who's listening to this who knows a lot about 14ers is probably going to be like, no, bitch. You're wrong. I've only hiked one. So I am not an expert. Some of them are like you need to be an expert to do this because you can fucking die. I passed rocks that were covered in blood. I don't know if I told you.
Oh my God, you didn't tell me that.
No, I passed rocks that were just covered in blood. Yeah. People fucking die. And this was the most, honestly, so like skydiving, I was like, shit, I did something. Like, that kind of changed my mindset. I was like, I did something that I've always wanted to do, and I was scared, and I just fucking did it. Like, I just jumped out of a plane. This, hiking a 14er, honestly, I really think that changed my perspective on life. And I know that sounds like really, like, you're exaggerating, but that was the hardest thing I've done in my entire life. I've never pushed my body so hard. My brain the entire time was, you cannot do this. This is too difficult. Turn around now. No, absolutely not. Like, you're not in shape enough for this. It's too hot. X, Y, and Z. And I was also carrying a 20-pound backpack. I weighed it when I got back. I had 3 liters of water on me, sunscreen, layers, because...
Did y'all pee?
I didn't. No. No, I went to Walmart, and I looked for one of those women whizzers.
What the fuck is that?
Excuse me?
It's a, like, a funny, that'll make your pussy throw up.
funnel. Because, like, what? All right, listen.
I'm Googling this.
Google it right now. So anybody who camps knows what, like, a lady whizzer is.
You said I went to get one of them women whizzers.
Whatever they're called. I think they're called lady whizzers. And it's
oh, my God.
It's so that you can pee and not piss all over yourself.
Oh, my God.
So you can stand up and piss.
It like looks like a penis.
Exactly. That's the point. So... Because then you can just you don't have to fucking pull off your whole ass pants and squat on the ground. You can just use that.
That is some serious shit right there.
I wanted one of those because I was like, I'm going to be consuming 3 liters of water. I'm going to have to pee, right? Well, I actually didn't feel the urge to pee, luckily, until we were like halfway down. So I just held it. But that was like, I thought I was going to show up, and this was going to be a long hiking trail. Like, I thought it was going to be a normal hiking trail, probably more of an incline than I'm used to, and it was just going to take forever. This was, like, rock climbing. I was scaling rocks with my hands, and there were times that none of these rocks were, like, stable. There were times I was just walking on every rock was moving, every fucking rock. And I thought I was going to die at some points, honestly. The sun was beating on me, and luckily I had sunscreen, although I forgot to, put sunscreen on the back of my ears, and right now...
I've been peeling skin off her ears all day because I'm a good friend.
Yeah, Brooke has been peeling my ear skin off all fucking day. And my face would have been doing that if I didn't wear sun. You know, and we saw people going up there who I was like, you are not prepared for this, and I'm a first timer. And I'm like, you're gonna turn around. And I was just like, there were times I would go over a ridge and I was like, finally, I'm getting to the top. And no, the top kept going and it kept going and it kept going. And there were just times where I just had to look down and I was taking it rock by rock. And I was like, at some point, I'm gonna get there. And I was literally using mantras. I was like, I have never been so psychologically tested in my entire life, and now I feel like I'm like, oh, that's hard. No, I climbed a 14.
No reason. That's hard. That's why you carried my whole flat screen across the street just now.
Because your flat screen's like 5 pounds.
You said, "Bitch, I hiked up the entire universe. I don't need your fucking help." She yanked that fucking TV out of my hand so quick, and walked across the damn street with it.
But also, I have really enjoyed feeling healthy and strong. Like I said, I've been working out, and since January, I've lost 30 pounds. I've been building muscle. I'm probably the healthiest I've been in my adult life, and I feel amazing. Like, I just feel healthy. I'm not focused on a number on the scale. I just want to feel good. And it literally started with, I want to walk up the stairs and not be out of breath. And that's where it started. Yeah. Because I was literally walking up one flight of stairs in my home and I was out of breath. And I was like, I don't want to be like that anymore. And so I started doing, moderate exercise, like walking 3-4 miles after work. And now I'm training for this event we're doing at work. And it's going to be probably moderately intense. And so, like, a group of us are training for it, and as much as I hate exercising, like, I'm really enjoying just improving the health of the fucking meat suit I own. So, I feel like, moving all your shit, and I'm able to pick that up on my own, I'm like, that just gives me a boost of serotonin that I could pick up this heavy thing that I'm like, literally 5 months ago, I still would have done this with you. 100%, but it would have been so hard. It would have been really hard on me.
We would have needed like two or three more people to help us.
Yeah, and I just like feeling strong. Like, that makes me feel independent, and like
that's good.
That makes me feel like, there are still going to be things that I can't pick up on my own and that I need somebody else to help me with.
You're thinking about your fucking desk from IKEA, aren't you? Because you got so mad.
I got so mad because I went to IKEA. I was like upgrading my work from home setup. I wanted a standing desk, and I went to IKEA just to look at them, to test the quality, like, look at the size and shit like that. and they have like an on sale section if somebody returns something or like whatever. And there was a standing desk in the return section, and I was like, wow, that's, it was like literally $500 off. Yes, I will take that.
Yes,
I will take that. It was already fully assembled, and I was like, you know, this looks like, I drive a Ford Focus hatchback, so there's like a little extra room with the open trunk, but it's a Ford Focus. It's a toy car. So
it's a toy car.
Yeah. So I that trip really got me upset because, first of all, I had a broken cart, and I have this thing where I'm like, I want to be super independent. I want to be able to do things on my own because my brain automatically goes to, well, if there's no one to call, how would I do this? If I lived in fucking England right now or some random ass place where nobody I know is, what if I don't have any friends yet, X, Y, or Z? How would I do this if I had to rely on myself? Mm-hmm. And that is just like something my brain always thinks of.
And which is completely fucking normal given the circumstances of your entire life.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do this on my own.
Survival tactic.
Yeah. I didn't show up expecting to buy a desk because I would have taken, like, my grandpa has a giant Ford Explorer. I would have driven it. I went there to look. And of course, I came out with a fucking desk. And so I was looking at it and I was like, okay, cool. This, you know, honestly, this looks like it'll fit in my car. So I loaded up on the broken cart that literally like only wants to go right, you know, kind of thing. Like it just wants to go one direction, not the direction I need to go. So I struggled even to get that up to the fucking checkout counter, paid for it. And I asked the girl who checked me out, I was like, so if this, like, are there tools? Because the employee who helped me get it on the cart, first I asked him, I was like, can you disassemble this? Because normally, like, I wouldn't buy it fully assembled. And he was just like, I'm actually way too busy right now. They were, like, understaffed and he couldn't help me. I was like, okay, cool. And she was like, well, yeah, if it doesn't fit in your car, we have tools at a station. You can take it apart. And I was like, eh, okay.
Fuck that.
Fuck that. I'm going to hope it fits in my car. So I take it down there, whole ordeal. It kept falling off the cart. I had two strangers help me. One stranger helped me put it back on the cart. They saw me struggling. And another stranger later on, because it fell off again, helped me roll it all the way to my car. Then that guy left. Open up the trunk, and I can't even lift it. It's so heavy. So fucking heavy. I can't even lift it by myself. And another stranger comes up and was like, let me help you get that in your car. And it didn't fit in my car literally by like 3 inches. It was too tall. And I was so angry. I was like, oh my God, 3 fucking inches. And he was like, oh man, I'm so, and he was like, what do you want to do? And I was like, can you help me put it back on the cart? Cause I'm going to have to wheel it back upstairs and take it apart. Cause that's where the tools were.
Yeah.
So put it back on the cart. Again, I'm taking it back up to IKEA. It's falling off the cart. Another stranger offers to help me. So this whole time I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm so angry. I can't do this on my own. What would I do if I didn't know anybody? Literally 5 strangers helped me in the course of this time span. Yeah. You know, like, Elizabeth. Shit. Even if you don't know somebody, there are good souls on the planet who will help you. You don't have to do literally everything on your own. And took it upstairs. And this whole time I'm calling my brother because I'm like, okay, maybe my brother's still awake. He's got a big car. Maybe he'll come, you know, reluctantly. It's like 9 o'clock at night. He'll come help me pick this thing up and I won't have to disassemble it. Cause I was like, it's disassembled. I can just put it in my house. Don't have to assemble it. Right.
Yeah.
And he wasn't answering. So I took it all the way upstairs to the tools, which was an ordeal. It took a lot of strength, heavy ass fucking desk. And then he calls me back.
Oh my God.
And I was sweating up a storm and he was like, yeah, I guess I can come help you pick it up. I didn't take that bitch apart. I wheeled it back downstairs.
Oh my God, Liz. I don't blame you though. Yep. I don't.
I was so done. He gets there. It doesn't fit in his car by a half inch, like a half of an inch. And I was just literally like,
I'm going to fucking kick something.
I am going to actually
fucking hurt somebody.
Cry right now. And so we end up you know, squishing it in as much as possible, tethering down his trunk as much as we could. And I drove behind him and we drove really slow and got it home. But that was like a whole lesson for me because I was just like, I think it's a good, thing that I like am super independent, but I'm almost too independent to the point where I don't ask for help.
Yeah.
And in that circumstance, I didn't even ask for help. And like five people who I did not know offered to help me. I'm literally shocked. Nobody said, "Where do you live? I'll drive this home for you." Like, that's how nice these people were.
Yeah.
And so that was, honestly, that was a long ass story for an IKEA desk. I am sorry.
No, it's a good point. I mean, that is something like physically taxing, so hard, so frustrating. You probably wanted to fucking cry. You probably did cry a little bit.
I did.
Like,
yeah.
And to think like the whole time in the back of your mind, you're like, yeah, I'm grateful for these people, but what if? Like, because you know what if. You know the what if of having to move furniture alone because you don't have anybody, going through shit alone because you don't have your parents to call. Like, it is a trauma response.
Yeah,
absolutely. Sure. I never would have asked you to fly out here to help me. And you know that. And yeah. That's why you offered.
Yeah, 100%. Because literally, you texted me and you're like, I signed my lease. And I bought a ticket 5 seconds later and sent you the screenshot.
She's such a good best friend. I can't. I'm so undeserving. I love you.
And so, this is a... You know, we moved your whole home, literally mm-hmm. everything you own, in 2 days. Mm-hmm. And, you know, minus a couple of, like, boxes that we need to unpack. And, like, you know, a few things we want to pick up and, like, something you have to have delivered. You're almost done. And because you have help. And yeah. I don't know where this conversation started. But moral of the story, you don't have to be so fucking independent that you can't ask for help. And that's literally something I'm still working on. Like, I'm saying that and I still don't always follow that.
The funny thing is that we started this conversation kind of talking about the opposite, how we were realizing I was putting plants on a shelf and I looked at Liz and I was like, you know, one of the most dangerous things in the world is a woman who knows and understands that she doesn't need a man to help her do
or
anything.
Or another woman.
Or another woman. You don't need man or woman or any other gender, whatever you identify as. You don't need anyone to make big life decisions. On the flip side, though, it also kind of hurts you. It can hurt you, but it's just like...
It's like there's like this fine...
Very fine line.
This fine line of... there is a level of independence and understanding your self-worth and your value that's super important, but also it's so important to ask for help, and there's nothing wrong with asking for help. And the worst thing that can happen to you if you ask somebody for help is they say no.
And that's not a reflection of your character at
no,
all.
No, not at all.
It's not. It maybe they don't have time, maybe they don't like you, whatever. It's not. And then also, shit, I was going to make a good point and I'm just
like, I just that was a good point.
I'm just going to lose it. You asking for help from other individuals, even for something as small as an IKEA desk, I also think it's a little bit different than thinking I can't buy a house because I don't have a partner.
Were talking about that.
Yeah, like that's, it's totally different. Like big, huge life decisions that you're... Yeah. You think, like, because tradition says so, that you have to be married to do it, or you have to be in a partnership or a relationship. You want to adopt a child, but you just think, like, everyone will look at me wrong if I'm a single mother or single father. You don't... Yeah, yes, you can... Asking for help is different than being... Than staying with someone because you think out of necessity that you have to because you're not allowed to do things on your own.
Yeah. Well, for me, For me, owning a home was like a prime example of that. And I, just growing up, I thought you buy a home after you get married, mm-hmm. or let's say you're in a civil partnership or whatever that's called. Just that in my brain, I thought there have to be two people involved to buy a home, because I, growing up in poverty and not having a lot, we probably both had a mentality of lacking, and that there's going to be certain things we won't be able to do on our own unless we have a man or a woman to help us. And owning a home is one of those things. And for the past couple of months, I've just been like, I don't have to rent. That I'm the rent's going up at some point. The mortgage is going to be cheaper.
Yeah, and what are you going to do? Wait around on a man or a woman to marry you? Or go buy a fucking house by yourself?
Right, yeah. And I was like, I want a condo. I want my own place. And I want something that's, like, literally just mine. Something that's, like, my haven. I can have people over. Something that I can just create a life in. That's just mine. And I think probably as Cancers, that's like something very sacred to us. Yeah. Just having our own space. And after living with somebody for years, I just realized like I've never had that. I have never lived on my own. And this is the first time you're living like totally on your own too. Mm-hmm. Like it's all, minus some small time frames in college. Yeah,
I had like 7 months where I was by myself, and then I had another roommate. But
right.
Yeah.
So like I've never had that experience, and I was house sitting a couple weeks ago now, for like a week and a half, and it was so nice just to be in that place, and it was just me, and I was like, I want this, like, and I'm gonna get it.
Yeah.
I really want it, and there's, like I fucking deserve it. Like, yeah. I deserve it, so I'm gonna work my ass off for it, because I can work my ass off, that's for sure.
Picks up fucking TV, marches it across.
That is the
street.
Lightest thing I've picked up our entire trip, bro.
Listen.
I walked out of the U-Haul with your what is that called?
Credenza.
A credenza,
people.
And you go, bitch, you carrying that by yourself? That's too much. That is not heavy. But
that just goes to show
you. That's because
you.
I've got some guns now.
I haven't done yoga in 2.5 months, and I'm going to start it back up next week. Nice. But
yeah.
I am nowhere near as physically strong as you are.
I'm actually pretty impressed with myself.
I am very impressed with you. I mean, you are a freaking powerhouse.
My grandpa also texted me.
He said, slow down, sons of bitches.
He said, listen, I know you're superwoman, but it's hot. Don't overdo yourself. Like, thanks, grandpa.
And Liz has been so conscientious about drinking her water and making sure that we eat. She's like, all right, we're winding down. The energy's falling.
We need
snacks. We need food.
We need good fuel. Fuel that is going long-term. Fuel that is going to put us through the day so we don't crash.
She has me out here drinking fucking protein shakes and shit.
Yeah.
Protein milky milk things.
Yeah.
They ain't bad or nothing, but what the fuck?
They ain't bad or nothing.
I will pinch my nose and drink it tomorrow.
I think they're great, but I don't know. I think it's chocolate. Like, most chocolate things are, I'm down for.
You're down for.
Yeah,
for You're sure. here for that. Oh, that reminds me, tomorrow, I'm going to take you to a gourmet chocolate shop in Carytown.
What's it called? Shindigs?
No, that's the dessert place we're going to.
Oh. Dessert places.
Girl, yes. We're going to go to the chocolate place. We should go there early. Oh, we're just, like, sitting here planning our fucking itinerary.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I can't remember what it's... Oh, it's for the... I think it's for the love of chocolate or something like that. It's something like that, but it's gourmet chocolate. The whole store is just tons of candy. Anyway.
Yeah, we're going to be walking around Candytown. Yes. I'm gonna. Oh, another thing I've done is fucked up my feet. Fucked up my feet. Because I started doing all this exercising, right?
Orthopedic ass wearing ass bitch.
I wasn't wearing the right shoes, and I really fucked up my feet and my knees. So I'm over here. I have like an ace wrap on my foot sometimes since I've been with Brooke.
Yep.
I have really nice, comfortable shoes now that like literally, I don't give a shit if they don't go with my outfit. I have to wear them.
Yep.
And I'm wearing a knee brace.
Like she's old. She's old as shit.
But you know what? Even though I'm like moderately injured and I'm still trying to heal from it, I'm still the healthiest and the strongest I've literally been probably ever.
Which is impressive as shit and a whole feat in itself.
A whole injured foot in itself.
A whole injured foot in itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I'm sure we'll probably like... Yeah, we'll probably get a glimpse of, we'll probably show a glimpse of our tattoos in the previous episode, but yeah. We also, yesterday, today.
Today? What? No, yesterday.
It was now yesterday.
It's 2 a.m. now.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
And Brooke and I got matching tattoos, and yes. That was,
painful as fuck, oh my god.
You were having a little bit of a rough time.
Dude, okay, listen.
Listen.
Oh, my God. So, you guys, I don't know if by now we will have posted... Yes, by now we will have posted a photo of our tattoos. Probably not side by side, because right now they have the Sanoderm things on them, and they're all, like, covered in gunk.
Right.
But we'll, like, post some type of photos. Anyways, Liz got hers on the back of her right arm, with right arm. I got mine on the front, and she got hers like within a sleeve that's already existing, and I'm getting mine and going to have a sleeve made around it. And I knew it was gonna hurt because I've gotten other tattoos, but this was the most sensitive spot. I mean, that is one of the underarm is one of the most sensitive fucking...
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Nobody put that on me and was like, girl, you finna be hurting.
Yeah. I don't think you should base your tattoos off of...
I know. I'm glad nobody told me. I might have pussed out, to be honest. But I literally made Liz... I looked to her in her shit, and I was like... I need you to pull up right now on your phone a game to play. Let's play What Would You Rather. I need some type of distraction because looking at the skylight and watching the clouds.
Your eyes were watering.
It was watering?
Your eyes were watering.
Oh, I
didn't. It looked like you were about to cry.
I didn't feel them watering.
Oh, they were.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, you weren't focused on that. You were focused on the pain.
I mean, the thumbnail was the worst. The
for
fucking
sure.
Inner the oh my god, that was the worst spot.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Yeah.
So damn bad. And like, I like we Liz like was we were reading these questions off and she was like asking me these out loud, and there weren't a ton of people in the shop. It's a newer shop. But the shop owner is this really cute dude.
Shout him out.
Oh, yeah. Well,
in case anybody's in Richmond.
If you're in Richmond, I just called him cute. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
He was cute.
Whatever. Van.
Literally
cute.
All
of the artists there are so
cute.
All of them. Van, Sue, everybody. If you're in the Richmond area and you are looking to find a new tattoo shop, artist, whatever, White Tulip Society on Hull Street, go there. Sue is who did our tattoos. I will probably tag her or something in the photos on Instagram. But the shop owner, Van, is this really sweet dude. He came over and he sat down and he started playing the game with us. And we were like, some of these questions were like very...
Raunchy.
I mean, one of them was like, do you like to be...
Whipped in the face?
Or do you like to whip others?
Yeah.
And I was like, me and you would answer it easily, but I didn't know. Yeah. He was like, oh, I'm a dom. Yeah. I'm a dom.
I think we paused for a second and we're like,
fuck. You don't gotta answer this, boy.
And then he answered it first and we're like, okay, cool. So
he was
we can go on with these questions.
He said, fuck yeah, I'm a fucking dominant. Yeah. Like, I was like, okay, daddy. But then
he's
said,
like, I wanna whip somebody.
Then he said he had a girlfriend. I was like, oh, never mind, damn.
Never mind.
But,
it was, yeah. So, What? Wait, what was their Instagram? Is it at white, at the White Tulip Society?
Let me look it up. I think you should just be able to look up White Tulip Society on Instagram. Yeah, and it should pop up.
Yeah.
I mean, look, white.
The vibes were good in the shop. Oh, it's so beautiful. I've been to tattoo shops where I did not like the vibes in the shop.
Yeah, like this, I mean, it's gorgeous. It's yeah, beautiful. It's white, just White Tulip Society, but it's literally like, so I don't know how many Richmond listeners we have. If we ever found, if you live in Richmond or you live in Denver and you're not like really fucking weird and creepy, I would totally be opening to hanging out with like a listener that lived in Richmond.
Yeah.
I would probably scope your social media out first to make sure you're not a weirdo, to be honest. But sure. If you're like in the area or you're in Virginia or, you know, on the East Coast or something and you're looking for a great tattoo artist, somebody at that shop could definitely hook you up. But that shit was...
Yeah. I have some Denver recommendations. Just DM me if you want some Denver tattoo recommendations. But yeah, that was for me on the back of my arm. I would say moderately tattooed. And I've been tattooed in very painful places and this hurt. But I think I have a high pain tolerance and one of the fingers pretty much goes up into my armpit.
Oh God. It did. You're right.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah, it hurt. But
let me see it.
I kind of learned how to, like,
yours is really, your Sanoderm is coming off.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah.
But I've kind of learned how to, like, go somewhere else in my mind. Like,
for me, thought I did. I clearly don't.
You needed a distraction when I get tattooed. I try to close my eyes, and I'm, like, going somewhere else.
You should have told me to shut up, because I was trying to help you.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. That way you weren't not helping me.
Okay, good. No. As long as I wasn't making shit worse.
No, not at all. But yeah, no, that was a pretty good experience. I swear to God, mine took longer than yours.
I did feel like yours took...
But that was the first, because they're the exact same tattoo, and she was looking at our reference photo, and so she was doing mine first. She probably had to look at the reference photo more and, like, take more time. So maybe it was a good thing I went first, because if yours took as long as mine did.
Oh, man, that was, I mean, I knew it was going to be painful, but it was just, but yeah, we got our tattoos on the full moon. I'm sure you probably already heard this shit. If you listened to the previous episode, we probably have repeated ourselves a couple times. It's 2 a.m., okay?
That's true.
It's 2 a.m. I'm literally losing my voice. Holy shit. What was I going to say? We walked outside a little bit ago to go get the TV out of the...
Your car.
Out of my car. Thank you. And somebody was playing that song by Calvin Harris, When I Met You in the Summer. And it's like, I mean, the area that I moved to is very quiet at night. It's all young millennials, really. And like most everybody's a liberal, I'm pretty sure. But it's very quiet at night. And like it's all these old, like, huge mansions turned into apartments, and this person's blasting that song and they're standing on their balcony. I didn't see them at first. I start dancing around, Liz starts dancing around, and then all of a sudden we hear someone say, "Yes, bitches, like, get it, bitches." And
we're dancing in the streets.
We're just dancing in the streets because you can do that here. It's just the vibe is so much different from the ghetto ass area I was living in before. I don't know. I just thought that was, it just made me happy. Just like all the strangers that we have like met in the past few days and had conversations with, and all the dogs that I've complimented and the owners have had like real legit conversations with me about it.
So many neighborhood cats.
There are like 30 fucking stray cats, and they're all, first of all, they're all fixed. They're not mangy. They're so friendly. They come right up to you. Mm-hmm. They're
super sweet.
Oh, it's 2:22.
Oh shit, it is
2:22 a.m. They're so fucking cute. Oh shit, today's Friday, June 25th. Yeah. So okay, so this is it's about to get personal. I am really good with dates. Mm-hmm. like, really fucking good with dates. Mm-hmm. I still remember the first date I got my first speeding ticket. I remember whenever I really like somebody, I always remember the exact date of the first time I hung out with them. Mm-hmm. I'll remember the exact date that I kissed them for the first time. I remember the exact date I lost my virginity. Mm-hmm. Like, virginity is a social construct. Yeah. I have to say that. I remember what I was doing that day. I had hung out with you at your house with your ex-boyfriend and my stupid boyfriend at the time. And we were just hanging out.
Are you talking about June 25th?
No. I'm just like, to preface this, I remember.
That's a skill set I don't have.
I remember dates, man. I don't know why. I just always do. But yeah. June 25th was actually the first date that I hung out with my now ex-fiance. I had taken him under a bridge to spray paint stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just really weird. Like, I'm not, like, reminiscing or anything on it, but it's just, like, strange, like, I don't know why. Like, it didn't seem significant in that moment.
But now you're remembering it.
But now, like, I remember it every year.
Yeah.
But, like, in that moment, like, it wasn't like I was looking at him like, I am going to spend the rest of my life with this person. I want to remember all the sweet things, all the good things.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just, like, looked at it, and I was just like, June 25th. Like, that's... I remember June 15th was the first time I ever got in a car accident. And June 17th was the first time I ever met my very first boyfriend. Well, no, not very first. First real relationship. That was the first time we ever hung out. There's something about the weeks of June, like, 15th through the 30th and, like, all of July.
Yeah, I think, and we've talked about this before, about how July ends up usually going for us.
Yeah. Like,
really good things happen to us in July in Cancer season, except also the past couple of birthdays we've had have been really bad. Like, they haven't been good on our birthday.
Yeah.
But June, I don't remember. I do remember some, like, my dad passed away in June of 2013. But so June is, like, a really weird, I guess, June. I sometimes get more depressed in June, because June is also, like, the month before my mom passed away in the very next year, in July of 2014. And so, like, June 2014 to me was, like, the last time in my life before, like, shit kind of hit the fan for me. And it almost feels like June is almost like a swell, you know?
Yeah.
Before the crash of a wave. And so some Julys have been just literal hell on earth, actual hell.
Yeah.
But then, like, there have been years where July, just, like, these amazing things have happened for me. So it's, like, these extremes have happened. That's what we talked about before, is that it's extremes. It's, like, super, super bad things have happened to us in July.
Yeah.
And super, super good things have happened to us in July. Yeah. So it's, like, it comes around every year, and it's almost like, what's going to happen?
Every year, I'm always, like, something's going to happen. And what's funny is that this time last year, I didn't know it at the time, but something very big was happening behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I went through my whole entire summer thinking, like, this is the first summer nothing huge has happened. Like, that's so weird. But in reality, something was happening. I just wasn't aware of it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be aware of it until April of this year. But that's what... I mean, I will always think of June and July as, like, my lucky months. And obviously, you know, July 4th is extremely... You just pulled your fucking ear skin off. You are sick. You are sick in the head, Elizabeth. You're looking at it. You gonna eat it?
Listen. Okay?
Listen, Linda. You should have said for sure.
For sure.
You're gonna eat it.
For sure.
No. The Colorado sun scorched the back of my ears.
You probably peeled off the epidermis. Like, you just gave yourself a new skin on the back of your ear. It's probably shiny back there.
I'm desperate for it to not keep peeling. I keep peeling it, and then, like, an hour later, there's, like, more to peel.
Shit out there looking like Elmer's glue on the back of your ear. It really does. Sick, nasty.
Don't hike without sunscreen on the back of your ears.
You're going to leave, and I'm going to roll over in the middle of the night and inhale your ear skin from the pillow.
Ew.
Yeah, ew. Oh, my God. So stop it.
Oh, my God. I hope the listeners have strong stomachs.
I'm sorry.
I can handle that.
Listen, y'all have been here for how many episodes? You know, y'all know that we're disgusting TMI. In many accents. Accents? Accent in many
What
cases.
Are you saying right now?
I don't know. Anyways, what the fuck was I?
Breathe.
I was saying, I'm losing my voice. I was saying that June and July, for me,
are your lucky months.
Are my lucky months. They are very beautiful to me. They are very special. And this month, I have a feeling. I just, okay, so July 22nd, I am having surgery. That scares me a little bit. Because there's a potential there for it to be such a great month and surgery's fine and everything's great. And then there's part of me that's like, I'm really scared that surgery is going to be the catalyst for like a bunch of health issues or something. And I'm scared of that. And I'm trying not to think about it. I've done really well at not thinking about it. But I do feel like something big is going to happen in July, and maybe it's just because, you know, like, every time I've been single, something big has happened to me in June or July. I always end up meeting multiple people, just, you know, finding something new that I decide in the future I want in my, like, partner or... I'm not even going to say forever partner because, you know, at this point, we don't believe in that. If you don't believe that we have been of this mindset, go back and listen to our Soulmates and Twin Flames episode. We have been on this fucking wave for a hot second. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in soulmates, romantic soulmates. I think I did when I was a kid, maybe, but now I'm just like learning that it's okay that not everybody's going to stay. And I don't really think we probably won't be speaking about this in the video episode, so I'm just going to say it now. What the fuck was I going to say? Oh, I'm sure, like, plenty of people have already, like, kind of figured it out. Somebody, like, DM'd us and said, like, they had kind of figured out in so many words, like, you know, because Liz obviously, like, said she got divorced, and we're over here like, everything that happens to one happens to the other, blah, blah, blah. So, yes, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to, because I'm fine with it. It was my choice. I'm not engaged anymore. I am single. Liz moved me into this apartment by myself. I'm not living with anyone. I am not living with a man. I'm not living with a woman. I'm living with my animals. And this is the first breakup in my life that I have ended and I haven't, like, fucking hated the other person. And I've ended it and, like, not felt like that he's a bad person or... Which is saying something, because I do have every right to feel like you are a horrible person, burn in hell, but I don't feel like that, and I feel like that's growth, you know? Yeah. Like, I feel like that shows, like, my understanding of the situation goes so much deeper than superficial, like, my feelings are hurt, fuck you. Like yeah, it goes yeah. so much deeper than yeah. that, you know? And it's just funny because, like, I mean, it's not funny. It's just very, I don't know where I'm going with this, to be honest, but it's just, like, very weird for it to now be June and July. And I have a track record of any time that I'm single in the summer, something always happens. I don't know what, but something happens, and
it's a hot girl summer, baby.
It really is a hot girl summer, and I'm having the best time of my life out here. I am so happy.
I think we're both. I know I have said this to you. I have told multiple people this, that right now, in my current state of being, and over the past couple of months, I am the happiest I've ever been in my entire life.
Yeah.
And that's huge.
It's huge. Especially for people, like, we both deal with depression.
Yeah.
Like.
And also, just to think about, there were, just thinking about all the times over the past couple of years where I thought, like, not that I wasn't experiencing happiness, but to think, like, wow, like, the level of happiness that I'm experiencing now, if I didn't make the right decisions in my life, like, if I didn't go with my gut, and if I didn't do what I knew I had to do, even though they were really hard things, I wouldn't have ever, like, I might have not felt this level of happiness mm-hmm. for maybe a long time. Ever. Yeah. Who knows? And I thought I was happy for a long time. And it is growth. It's, you know, it's taking care of yourself and making decisions that you know better yourself, even when they're really hard. And that's kind of the, sometimes you have to make really hard decisions to end up being really happy. Like, we both had to go through some pretty hard things to get to be this happy.
Yeah, and this is not, like, the first time that I have made a huge decision like that and then ended up being extremely happy. I mean, obviously I was younger. The relationship was nowhere near as serious as I thought it was, duh.
Right.
It was nowhere near as serious as the five-year relationship almost 5 years that I just ended. But, like, I remember when I ended that relationship, I had never felt more attractive. I had never felt more liberated. I went out and I partied with my friends, and I was the bitch that danced on tables and came home at 3 a.m. like I'm doing now. And I had so much, I was no longer scared for people to take photos of me. And I was like, post it. I don't care. I don't even need to look at it because I know I look good. I was so confident and so happy. And I thought that I would never get that feeling back. And it's only after I go through a breakup and make that choice for myself, make the active decision, like, I no longer want my life to go in this direction with this person, whether it's forever, whether it's temporary, I thought that I'd never get that feeling back. And I mean, it's just like, I know that it sucks to hear this, but I'm sure someone is going through this listening. There's so many of you, someone has to be dealing with this. When you figure out what it means to wake up in the morning and just know that you can get through the day without having to check in with somebody. Like, if you're going through a breakup, this is for you. But, like, you can get through the day without having to check in with somebody, or, like, you can, all the different things that you can, like, start doing just for you. The stupidest shit, like, I don't even know where I'm fucking going with this. The stupidest stuff, like, just going to the store and you're buying your own snacks. Mm-hmm. And you're not buying anything knowing that it's going to get eaten at home because someone won't stop stealing your shit. And, like, I really don't fucking know where I'm going with this. I'm trying to make a fucking point, okay? I really am.
You're getting there.
I am getting there. I am getting there. Damn it. My point.
I believe in you.
My point is just that, like, when the veil comes, like, off of your eyes and you realize how much you have subconsciously been doing, thinking that there was no other way to do it except for with somebody. When that veil is lifted, like, you feel so independent. You feel so good about yourself. You feel powerful, capable, smart, stable, like, so good.
Yeah. I just, you feel strong. Like, you feel, like, you can fucking take on the world.
You literally feel like you can do, I mean, fucking anything. And, when good things happen, you're not even surprised anymore. Like, you don't even question it. You're just like, of course that happened for me. Mm-hmm. We literally were driving down the road the other day, and I was like, oh shit, like, I just realized July 1st is coming, and I'm gonna have to pay like a full month's rent at this new place on top of paying prorated rent for my old place. And I was like, oh fuck, that sucks. But I only thought it for a second, and I was like, nah, I'll figure it out. An hour later, we went and checked my mail at my old place, and I had gotten a check in the mail.
For the exact amount of rent money.
For the exact amount of rent money that I fucking needed. $100 more than actually what I needed. And I showed Liz, and she was like, that's your rent money. Like, that's what
you just needed. Showed me the check, and I was like, here's your rent.
I accidentally ripped it a little bit, too.
You ripped it almost in fucking half.
I was excited! And it's just, like, the weirdest.
We'll probably talk about all these weird coincidences in our previous episode.
Yeah, we probably already talked about them.
The first 2 days we were here were bizarre coincidences.
Yeah, well, you guys have probably already heard those by now. But just, like, it's just the craziest feeling when shit is in alignment. That is it. That's it. You will literally feel when stuff is in alignment. If you have to question whether or not you're in alignment with your true purpose, source, wherever you're supposed to be going, I don't feel like you are. Because mm-hmm. this is the first time in my life where I have been like, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And every sign that keeps popping up shows me, like, this is where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Your literal fucking name popping up, like, on a fucking mailbox in the hallway. Yeah. Like, nobody has your last name. Like, just the craziest shit happens, and it's just like, it makes me like, I'm literally tearing up again. It makes me want to cry because I just feel like the universe is like, literally just like, you've got this, like, keep going, like, this is amazing, you're doing great, sweetie, like, I'm so proud of you, like, you have nothing to be scared of, like, it's just such a fucking good feeling. I wish that everybody could feel like this, and it just makes me so sad to think that there's people out there who are so dependent, or they think they have to be dependent on family or a friend or a roommate or a relationship that they just kind of don't really want to deal with anymore or be in anymore, because the feeling of being at home
with yourself,
not even in an apartment or a home or a condo, being at home and feeling strong, like, just standing in the street, like, in your own fucking shoes, that is, like, nothing compares to that.
Yeah. You know, there's a song, I think it's called Home by
Edward Sharp and Scissorhands.
Yep. And the song.
No, wait. I said Edward Sharp and the Scissorhands.
Oh, God.
Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Yeah. Wow.
Edward Sharp and the Scissorhands.
It's
fine.
It's almost 3 o'clock in the morning.
Witching hour.
Yeah. So it is witching hour. So that song used to be, a lyric of that song used to be my Instagram bio for, like, years. And it was, home is wherever I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, like, at the time, like, resonated with that because I felt at home with somebody. And now I still love that song, but I don't love that lyric.
No.
Because I'm, I just used to sing that and really, like, I'm like, yes, I feel at home when I'm around people I love, which is still true. But you have to learn that home is where you are. Like, you are home. And no matter where you go, you are always at home, especially if you don't have a home to go to. Like, you are home. And that's something that I've struggled with for a long time because, I can't go back to my childhood home. Mm-hmm. I can't go back to the home with parents or whatever. And I always felt like that's like, what is home for me? Like, what? And I'm like, Elizabeth, like, you are fucking home.
Yeah.
You are home wherever you go. Home is not what somebody else makes for you. Home is what you make for you.
Exactly. Home is, it's wherever and whatever resonates with you and makes you feel safe and seen and comfortable and let your guard down. And whether that's sitting in your car, mm-hmm. in a parking lot, writing in a journal for hours, or if that's their actual home, or maybe if you're out in a field somewhere picking daisies or some shit.
Picking daisies.
Whatever the fuck. I don't know why daisies would be in a field, but whatever the fuck. It's 3 a.m. That's precisely
that's what you have done this week. That's what you have done this week, is you've made yourself a home.
Mm-hmm.
Home is what you make it. And you've done that this week. Like, you're so excited for this place. It looks the way you want it to look. You designed it. You picked out all the things. And
this place literally looks the way that I have wished every single apartment I've ever had in my life has.
Yeah.
I wished it would look like this.
And I'm sure everybody can fucking relate to that. Like, we all have, like, had, like, apartments, homes, Pinterest condos. Boards. We have Pinterest boards, and like, the shit never looks. It's really difficult to make a place look the way you want it to look. And for some people, that's not as important, but to some people, that like makes the space.
Yeah,
you know, is how it's designed and how it looks. And we're both like that, where we want it to like look a certain way for it. We're Cancers. We spend a lot of time at home. Mm-hmm. We want it to look good.
We want it to fucking look good, dude.
Yeah.
Speaking of home, this reminds me. So, when I first published my book years ago, we will not even speak of it, because although I am not ashamed of my art, I am a different artist now, and I have experienced a plethora of other different things, and I need to, like, write about those things on my own time. But there was a line from a poem that I remember writing, and it was a poem about, I think it was a poem. It had something to do with, like, the relationship I was in. It definitely was, like, a relationship poem. And the line in it said, you know, this person always called me their home. And I remember I said, you know, something about, like, you tell me that I'm your home. What was it? Holy shit, I can't think. It was, you tell me that I'm your home, but no. Okay, so it comes from the term, you know, home is where you, what is it? Home is where you lay your head. Home is where you rest your head.
Something like that. Home is something, where you rest your head.
I can't even remember the fucking poem, my own fucking poem, but it was like, basically the point I'm trying to get across is the line. Shit, I'm so tired. The line in the poem was like, you could always fall asleep anywhere. But what I was trying to say in the poem is, like, this person had called me their home for the longest time, but what I didn't understand was that that wasn't anything special to them, because they could fall asleep anywhere. They could make anywhere their home. And I'm not trying to, like, sit here and compliment that person or anything, because I don't think that they were not looking at it the way we are looking at it in this moment. But I feel like now I'm starting to kind of embody that, and I'm never in my life ever going to make another person my home. Like, I'm never going to say that to another person. And it's not an insult to them. I'm sure one day I'm going to meet somebody who is everything that would be my home in another person. But I no longer feel the need to say, you are my home. Like, home is wherever I'm with you. I don't know what I would do without you. Grab, like, tugging at your shirt. Like, I'd die with, like, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. I don't want that because I've had that and the shit's toxic. It's unhealthy. It's sad when it ends. It's a roller. It fucks your brain up. You forget what it is like to even be your own home, be your own self.
Yeah. As somebody from my religious past would say, you can't be unequally yoked.
Oh my God. Ew, bitch.
Unequally yoked. That just came into my head because it's literally like shit's still ingrained in my brain. And so that kind of stuff just rolls through the back of my mind. Anybody listening who's religious now or has been religious knows the phrase unequally yoked.
That's crazy.
It's a weird ass phrase.
I don't like it. I don't like the word yoked.
It's weird.
It's like the L is like not coming through properly. Yoked. Yolk. Do it. You do it.
It's just yoked.
No, it's yolked.
Is that how it's spelled?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never spelled it out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Let me read it. I mean, let me look it up.
A yoke is spelled Y-O-L-K.
Oh, wait. No, you're right. I thought it was yolked.
No.
Okay, I'm stupid. I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
You said listen. I thought it was a yolk. No. Like an egg yolk.
Nope. No, it's not. It sounds the same.
Unequally yoked.
Different word.
I still don't like the word yolk.
No,
it's pissing me off.
I don't like that phrase. I don't like it at all. That's just because it was always put together with, like, if you're not with somebody else who's religious, then you're not equals, essentially.
If you have listened this far in the episode, go comment an egg yolk. Just kidding. Please don't.
Wait,
please.
Okay, so let's pick a...
No, do a mountain. Do a mountain emoji for strength.
A mountain emoji for strength?
Yeah. If you've listened this far, go to our Instagram post for this episode and leave a mountain emoji. Because you guys noticed when we didn't do an Easter egg in the last
episode. Yeah, thanks for holding us accountable. Sheesh.
God, like, we...
God damn, you guys said something.
They said something. They were like, where's the Easter egg? The people
speak.
Where's the fucking... how do I prove that I listen? Where's the Easter egg?
I know. Yeah, okay, I like that.
The mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure, see.
You're right. For sure.
Oh, for God. Sure. It's very Valley Girl.
For sure.
What kind of Valley Girl? Apparently one that hypes 14ers.
Not Waynesboro Valley, hopefully.
No, you are a strong Valley Girl. Strong Valley Girl who pick up chair by self. Pick up TV by self. No let help.
No let help.
Wear orthopedic shoe. And also.
And knee brace.
And knee brace. Or orthopedic shoe and knee brace. That's a literally exactly.
Christ.
I think we need to fucking go to bed.
Yeah, probably.
We got a big day
closing
tomorrow.
Closing time.
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna play the people's music.
What? Oh, okay.
I'm gonna play the... And by playing music, I mean it ain't finna be good.
What? Where is your ukulele?
Oh no, I've got my guitar.
Oh, your guitar.
You know, I saw this TikTok the other day, and it was so fucking funny. And it was talking about how youth pastors will sit at the front of the thing and, like, people will like, be coming in for, like, youth group or whatever, and there'll be a youth pastor, and he's, like, sitting up there on his fucking guitar, and he's playing, but he's going, like... Wait, hold on, let me play an actual note. That sounded like butt. That sounded like actual butt. All right, guys, we're starting a man now. Ew! Oh.
Is it tuned?
No, I haven't tuned in like a month and a half, so it kind of sounds like shit. Anyway, he'll be sitting up there and be like, yeah, guys, make sure you grab a flyer on the way out. Don't forget, love your mother and father. Like, what the fuck?
You're not wrong.
They do that.
You're not
they
wrong.
They do that. They fucking do it. I just looked at this. I looked at the computer like I was saying to somebody, like, they fucking do it. You don't believe me? They do it. Hold on, let me think of something else. I can't remember any notes. I haven't played in... This is what happens. Your world gets flipped upside down and you drop your hobbies. No, that's not any good. They all sound the same. They all sound depressing. I'm sorry, y'all.
We're going with it.
We're going... Hold on. You know what I don't want to do?
What?
What is it? What's the Blink 182 song I've been singing all week?
Oh, shit. Help.
Hold on. Hold on. First date. It's first date. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to play that. I can't play that because I'm stupid. But.
If Brooke could play any song right now, she would want to play All of You Guys' First Date.
I would play that. By Blink-182.
Do you like my stupid hair? Did you guess that I didn't know what to wear? I'm so scared of what you think. You make me nervous so I really can't eat.
Wait, hold on. Give me another song. This is funny.
Okay, shit.
Give me a really nasally...
You know, like a Machine Gun Kelly song.
Oh, wait,
A nasal singer?
I need something that, like, a nasally, whiny, emo boy voice. This is, like, the after credits. Anyone who's still listening to this is like, what the fuck?
Yeah. This is after hours podcast.
We're doing this all tomorrow. I'm gonna tune it, and then we're gonna get down.
Okay. All right.
All this shit. This shit sounds horrible. I was trying to think of another
Blink 182 song. The most, like, nasally, like, emo boy band I can think of just off the top of my head is Never Shout Never.
Which one?
Did you listen to them?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did listen to them.
Wait, the one's like,
I'm in trouble. Wait.
I'm in trouble. I'm an addict. I'm addicted to this girl. She's got my heart tied in a knot. And my
stomach's in a whirl. Even worse, I can't stop calling her. She's all I want and more. I mean, damn.
Was it not to adore or not to ignore?
I can't remember. They both rhyme.
What's not to adore?
It's probably what's not to adore.
And then he says, I've been playing too much guitar. I've been listening to jazz. Called so many times. I swear she's going mad. I feel so bad for all these fucking people. Wait, hold on. There has to be another one. Oh, look, one of my hoes texted me. Oh. I said that. I'm leaving it in. Listen. I said, oh, look.
Oh, look.
Oh, look at that.
Who would it be?
Oh. Let's see. What we got? Oh. Actually, no, never mind. That one wasn't good enough. I'm trying to think.
When I was one, a two, a three should we do, a love you four. That's more than I can afford, and I can tell.
I didn't know you like this.
Today that I'm gonna say the truth. Dun, 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 dun. I love you five. Dun, 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 dun. Thank you for coming to our concert.
The leave tips at the door. Minimum of $20.
Right.
Per person.
We have a cover fee.
We have a cover fee for our covers. Our shitty fucking covers of Never Shout Never.
Right. We talked about this that we both liked listening to.
Yes.
Like recently.
I totally
forgot. When we were in high school.
Dude, I feel like a lot of people have been bringing him up to me lately. And I'm just like, is this
weird?
Like,
what the why? Fuck?
Like.
Odd.
I don't know what just happened. Okay. Anyways, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.